My name is Elena Gilbert, and I'm a vampire. I'm learning how to survive, but there are complications. I know that I'm sired to you, Damon.
You know what made me happy? That what you actually felt for me was real.
How together are they?
There's hope now. Tell him what the hunter told you the tattoo leads to.
He said there was a cure.
And we're not the only ones who want it.
I want to ram it down Niklaus's throat.
But uncovering it comes with a price.
What do you know about Silas?
He's the world's first immortal being, who just happens to be imprisoned with the cure.
You said it yourself, right? Whoever finds the cure first gets to decide what to do with it.
So what do you say?
Partners?
The race for the cure has begun, and we'll stop at nothing to find it.
I was beginning to worry you boys wouldn't find the place.
Did you kill all these people?
Killing them is your job.
I'm not doing this.
What makes you think you have a choice?
You have to kill vampires to complete the hunter's mark. Mark equals cure. You're in a bar full of almost vampires, so...
Get your hunt on. Screw you. You said I wouldn't have to kill any innocent people.
Jeremy,
they're not people.
Enough! Have at it, or else.
I don't take orders from you, Dick.
Hunters can't be compelled.
You're right. I can't compel you. But if your conscience is getting in the way, then allow me to make this easy for you. Because I can compel them. I'm going to give you a 2-minute head start. Then I'm going to send every vampire in here after you. You kill them, or they kill your friend. Matt.
Ooh, wait a second.
No. You turn him, he kills him. That was the deal, Klaus.
I'm taking artistic license.
You know we can't take them all on at the same time.
With you as his coach, he'll be fine. It's Matt I'm worried about.
Jeremy, go get the weapons out of the car. I'll be right behind you. Both of you.
If I hear an engine start, I'll kill Matt myself!
You okay?
Yeah, I just need a second.
We don't have a second. They can smell your blood. We need to go. Don't hesitate.
You're lucky it was me, otherwise you two would be dead.
You set us up. I was trying to get this thing over with.
You're the one that pissed off Klaus.
I need to fight your way out of it.
Alright, where are the other vampires?
They're newbies. They're still trying to figure out how to track.
Which means you have 2 seconds to get ready to fight. The lake house is this way. If we can get there, they won't be able to get inside.
Wait.
You want to run? You're going to kill Matt.
Fine. Get out of here. I'll slow him down.
Sun's up. They're long gone.
What the hell were you thinking? All I asked you to do was to teach him how to fight.
He's not the best student in the world.
Wait, now this is my fault?
Stop talking. Look, I know you're angry. But my way was the easiest, fastest, and safest way to complete his mark to get you the cure.
I don't care about the cure, Damon. Not if it means putting the people that I love in danger.
Hey. There would have been no danger if he hadn't gone all Bleeding Heart.
He killed someone. These were innocent people.
But the mark grew, didn't it?
Okay, look, we need a plan. There's a group of compelled vampires out there, and as soon as the sun goes down, they're going to come after Matt, so we have to find a way to protect him.
Yes, I know. But there will be no problem when Big Jer and I here go on a hunting expedition. Elena, I know it's tragic. I get it. We also agreed that he had to kill them. Now we have added incentive. So you take the least most viable player home, Jeremy and I will finish this.
I'm sorry, are you saying that I should leave him here with you?
Trust me. I will keep him safe. Okay?
I know you were daggered for a little while, but knocking is still a thing.
So is writing in your diary, apparently. I'm just checking for doubts. You can never be too cautious when it comes to love. One minute you're begging me to compel Elena from your mind, and the next I'm up Coffin Creek with a dagger on my back.
Right, well, you can read it all you want. I'm done with her.
Until we find a cure, right? Hey, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I know you are. I'm ignoring you.
Look, we're at a bit of a disadvantage in this whole race for the cure. Team Klaus has Jeremy the Hunter, Team Shane has Bonnie the Witch.
If you're here to remind me of her last place status, I'm very well aware.
Actually, I have a plan. The cure is buried with Silas, that ancient evil guy my brother Cole is afraid of. Shane was so eager to prove his existence that he gave away that he has one of the keys to resurrect him. His headstone.
I see. You want to steal it?
Yes. And then Team Shane will have to join Team Rebecca, and Team Klaus will be left out in the cold where he belongs.
You know, just because your eyes are closed doesn't mean you're meditating. Come on, use your breath. Use your breath to calm your nerves.
Right. So I can't even meditate, right? What else can I fail?
Bonnie, you didn't fail.
I did an expression spell that almost killed April.
Exactly, almost. Failing would have been actually killing her. You got like a D-.
It's not funny. I have all this power now, and I'm worried I won't be able to control it.
Bonnie, look at me. I'm here with you. You don't have anything to worry about. You are strong. You are focused. You are in complete control.
You're here with me. I'm in complete control.
Sheriff? Bonnie, I'm going to need you to go.
The hell are you doing?
We need to ask you a few questions.
Be serious? I'm sure I can answer without the handcuffs. Come on, this isn't even your jurisdiction.
Well, then I guess we better get you to Mystic Falls ASAP.
Wait, why are you doing this?
That's something you should ask your dad.
You really think they went back to the bar?
Where else are they going to go? It's all cabins and vacation homes. They can't get in anywhere.
All right.
There you go.
Fine. Let's get this over with.
Listen, just go one at a time. Only shoot for the heart. Don't hesitate. And don't miss.
Save the teaching moment. Elena's not here. You don't have to pretend like you give a damn about me.
Trying to keep you alive, dumbass. Come on. Find some new vampires. What a waste.
What the hell happened?
I confess,
I did it.
Cool.
Jeremy, good to see you, mate. Sorry about the mess. It was a little crowded when I arrived, and I prefer more intimate gatherings. And we three need to have a little chat. Care for a drink?
He's underage and I don't like you. So let's just cut to it.
Yeah, my brother bragged about his plan to complete Jeremy's hunter's mark.
It's easy enough to track this lot down.
They're all hiding in the shadows.
Now, killing young vampires is easy.
Or old ones, for that matter.
Why? What's it to you either way?
Because you fools, in your zeal to find a cure, you risk waking someone very dangerous.
Oh. Must be talking about Silas.
What do you know of him?
Nothing. Don't want to. Not our problem.
Isn't it?
Uh-uh.
A few hundred years back, I came across a group that worshipped Silas. His followers told me that he would rise again, and when he did, he would trigger the end of all time. You know, being an immortal, you can see why I'm opposed to time's ending. So I murdered all of them. And now, here you are, willing to risk raising him in your search for the cure. I can't exactly sit back and let that happen, can I?
We're not gonna back off the cure because you were told one too many scary bedtime stories, you idiot.
Jeremy, we were mates in Colorado. You're a smart lad. Wouldn't you call off this imbecilic treasure hunt?
Not calling anything off, mate.
Well, I could kill you. But then I have to deal with the hunter's curse. And I don't particularly feel like being haunted for the next century. Bad idea. I'll just rip off your arms.
Jeremy, run!
Well, Headstone's not here.
Don't rip her out on me. We'll find it. Oh, you're all bottled up. You need a release. Maybe we can find you a voodoo doll or something. All right, this should do the trick. Exactly what you need. The professor's stash of herbs?
Not interested.
What happened to you? You were so much fun in the 20s.
I was a psychotic killer with no emotions in the 1920s.
You may have been a killer, but you were far from emotionless, Stefan. You had a blast, I know you remember. The jazz, the booze, our little table at Gloria's. Don't make me compel it out of you.
All right, I guess we had a little bit of fun.
Thank you. So now that we've established that fun is, in fact, possible, maybe you'd like to start having some. Don't worry about the professor. He won't be back anytime soon, I made sure of that.
You're accusing me of orchestrating a mass murder. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
It's Mystic Falls. It's actually one of the least ridiculous things I've heard.
He already explained this, Dad. Pastor Yang came to him for help. He was crazy.
No, he was grief-stricken, and Shane took advantage of it.
And somehow talked him into killing a house full of people. Doesn't make any sense.
I've met people like this, Bonnie. They're fast-talking, they're charismatic, they're manipulators. They prey on the weak-minded.
Hmm. And you're worried that's what he's doing to me. That's why you brought him in, isn't it?
No, we brought him in because April Young told us what he did. Rebecca Michelson confirmed it. He confessed to her.
I'm going in there.
Bonnie, no, you're not.
If he's going to tell anyone what he did, it's me. Unless, of course, you think I'm too weak-minded.
Bonnie, now is not the time.
Let her talk.
I think your dad's confused about the format of the parent-teacher conference.
I'm so sorry. Rebecca told them you confessed. I know she's lying.
You know, the truth is, she's not.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Listen, when I asked you to take care of me, I never thought...
What did you expect, Elena? It's Damon.
I never wanted anyone to get hurt.
Well, then you shouldn't have left him in charge. Look, I'm sorry. I know you didn't have a choice. Sire Bond and all.
Sire Bond doesn't work like that.
All I know, Elena, is that the old you would have never left Jeremy with Damon. Especially after what happened last night.
Jeremy?
Elena, we're in trouble.
Whoa, slow down. Where's Damon?
Listen to me. Cole attacked us. I barely got away, but he has Damon.
A bit ironic, you coming to me for help. When your friend is just trying to bury me in a cement tomb.
This is your fault. You started this when you forced Jeremy to kill those vampires.
And now my little brat of a brother is going to make things worse. Well, he never did like Damon. I suppose I should do something, shouldn't I?
Call him off, Klaus.
You are in no position to make demands, love. Whilst I'd like to cure you, to make more hybrids, I do have other reasons for finding the cure, not the least of which is destroying it. So you lot can't use it against me.
Whatever our differences, we want the same thing. Please, Klaus, I'm begging you.
Little brother, just 2 days home and I'm told you've already gone and made a mess.
Come on, Nick. I was only having some fun.
Those vampires were for my hunter.
I'll make some more. There's no shortage of people.
Where's Damon Salvatore?
I gave him a good and proper beating. Just for old time's sake.
Yes, well, you've had your fun. Now let him go and come home. Avoid any more trouble or you'll find yourself back in a box.
Hey, no need to be nasty about it.
On the contrary, I find nastiness to be essential whenever my siblings try to sabotage me. Listen closely, Cole. Stay away from the Gilbert boy. You understand?
Fine. I won't touch him. You have my word. Very good, darling. Now stab yourself a little bit further.
Kill me. Do it like a man.
I don't want to kill you. I just want to make sure you can be compelled.
I'm going to rip out your spleen.
You ought to be thanking me. I mean, you don't really want the cure found. You fancy Elena. I mean, even more now that she's a vampire. Admit it. The last vestige of her humanity is her annoying
little brother, Jeremy.
And deep, deep down, I bet you want him dead, don't you?
Nope.
You're lying. I bet you'd love to rip his head right off. And I'm going to give you your wish. You're not going to remember what I say. But you're going to find Jeremy Gilbert. And when you do, you're going to kill him.
Jeremy, it's over. You can put all this away.
Klaus still wants me to finish the mark. He's not going to stop.
Okay, well, Damon's going to be back soon, and then we can figure something out.
Wait, seriously? You still trust Damon?
He saved your life.
He saved the map to the cure. He couldn't care less about me.
I care about you.
Don't. Whatever's inside of me that makes me want to hunt, right now it's on overdrive.
Jeremy?
Sorry. I know what I have to do, Elena. I really want to get that cure for you, but I don't know how I'm going to do this.
So much random crap in here.
Crap, maybe. Random, no. Looks like Shane has a bit of an afterlife fetish. Hopi prayer feathers, the Han Dynasty soul vase, and that is a Polynesian sacrificial knife. Brutal way to die, but at least you appease the gods.
Since when did you become such an artifact expert?
I enjoy other cultures, Stefan. I know that might be hard for you to understand, considering you dated a child who only thinks about herself. Still a sensitive subject, I see. Do you know why I wouldn't compel Elena from your memory?
Because you wanted me to suffer.
I did. It's the only way you'll learn. It took me 1,000 years and hundreds of betrayals to realize that love and caring ruins you.
It's awfully bleak.
Quite the opposite. It's liberating, actually. You know why we had so much fun in the 20s, Stefan? Because we didn't care. Just did what felt good. Drinking, feeding, sex.
Sex wasn't good because we didn't care. It was good because you're crazy. Crazy sex is always good.
You are hardly the model of sanity. Stop caring. You found it. Question is, who are you? What happened? Are you okay?
Cole happened.
Thank God you both got away. If Cole had taken Jeremy...
Is he here? I just want to talk to him really fast.
He's at the grill. He wanted to check on Matt.
Well, I should go apologize to him. I was pretty tough on him today.
I told my dad to give us a minute. Camera's off. We can talk.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I don't lie. I'm not you.
Look, I was always going to tell you the truth. I just kept putting it off because I was worried how you'd react.
Bad. That's how I react to murder.
I'm not a killer, Bonnie. Pastor Young was depressed.
I've heard this. Skip to the part where you convince him to massacre 11 people.
It wasn't a massacre. It was a ritual. It was something necessary to raise Silas and get the cure that your friends so desperately want.
If they knew people had to die...
It doesn't matter if they die. Silas will bring them back.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just passionate.
Yeah, you're full on crazy.
Do you remember our first session?
It was about your grams, right? You thought every time you did magic, you were causing her pain.
Aren't you curious what's happening to her now? Wouldn't you like to see her again?
You ever taken that off?
I took 2 days off to help you out at the lake house, remember? I almost got killed.
Where's Jeremy?
It's in the back, I think.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, all things considered.
Going on.
What is wrong with you?
This is Cole. He must have compelled me. If I find Jeremy, I'm gonna kill him.
Here, Jer. If I find you, you're dead.
Jeremy, are you listening to me? You better run. I am coming to kill you. You need to go now.
All you have to do to make it stop is tell me who sent you. You're full of the veins, so I know you haven't been compelled.
Maybe. Somebody compelled him before he ingested it.
He was after the headstone. We need to know who sent him.
Okay, fine. So we take him home, wait till the vervain is out of his system, then compel him and get whatever information we want.
It's not a bad idea.
He spit off his own tongue.
So he does know something.
I guess he was compelled.
Is it my bastard brother or yours?
Maybe it's option number three. There's another team in the race.
You're saying if I help you raise Silas, you can bring my Grams back? Don't play on my guilt, Shane.
No, I'm not playing on anything. This is the truth. He told me what happened. Your reckless use of magic is the reason. Is the reason those spirits are torturing her on the other side, hurting her again and again and again! You can't stop, can you? All this power that you're feeling, you actually like it, don't you? Go! Look at yourself, buddy. Look at yourself, buddy. Buddy! What are you doing?
Get
out of here.
Buddy, stop!
You can't reason with her, Mayor. She's lost control. Buddy, baby. Please. Do something!
Buddy. Buddy, look at me.
Now take a deep breath. I'm right here with you. You are in complete control.
What did you do to Stefan? Rescued him from his old, dull life, but it keeps calling. Stefan's not in the mood to talk right now. Then he can listen. I know you might not care about me right now, Stefan, but...
Cole compelled Damon to kill Jeremy.
They're somewhere in the tunnels, and it's one giant maze down here, and I can't find them, so... If you still care about the cure, or about Jeremy, then maybe you can come help. That is an interesting predicament for both of us.
Did you miss the part where I said I'm compelled? Don't stop!
Seriously? You're being hunted by a vampire and now you're bleeding?
dumb move here.
You can't fight me in close quarters.
With this shot?
You're gonna have to shoot me, Jeremy. In the heart. I'm not gonna be able to stop myself. Jeremy, you are a hunter. You know you want to. Do it. Do it!
Tell me that. Stupid. Idiot. Borderline brain dead moron. That was dumb, Jeremy. You should have killed me when you had the chance.
Going somewhere? I would if I were you. If Damon kills the hunter, Nick will not be pleased.
I told Nick I wouldn't touch the kid. I didn't.
Oh, well, that was clever. I'm sure he'll really appreciate it.
You'd really dagger me?
I do. Damon's compulsion ends and this is all over.
And then you're no better than your class. Daggering siblings when you disagree with them. Look at what this family has become. I mean, Elijah won't even show his face. He's so disgusted by our bickering. This cure has ruined us. And it hasn't even been found yet. Just imagine what would happen if it is.
This family was ruined long before we knew about the cure.
I won't let you raise Silas.
Enough of this foolishness. Put it down, Cole.
He was going to kill me.
Well then, I think you need a lesson in how to properly dagger a sibling.
Burn in hell. I know that you don't want to hurt Jeremy. So please stop.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You're strong enough to resist the compulsion. I know that you are.
Why? Because Stefan did.
Because I love you. Because you love me. You'd do anything for me, so please. Do this for me.
Lost a lot of blood.
So you bled me out?
Yeah, I didn't really have much of a choice. Cole's compulsion is still in effect, so you need to stay locked up. We don't have any vervain, so this was the only way I could weaken you.
You sound real torn up about it.
Shouldn't we be going after Cole? Make him decompel me.
Yeah, sure. That sounds easy enough, Damon. I'll get right on that.
Elisa, you see Elena?
Come on, you know you can't do that.
With the siren bomb, all you have to do is tell her to let you out of here. It's too risky.
You're really enjoying this, are you?
It's better for Elena if you stay in here for now. At least until we find the cure. And then once she's no longer sired and you're no longer compelled, you can both do whatever the hell you want.
Step in.
Going to see Damon?
He needs to talk to him.
Well, you can't. He'll just ask you to let him out.
I won't let him out.
You won't have a choice. You're sired. That all?
Stefan, what are you doing with Rebecca? She tried to kill me.
And this will be the second time that Damon tried to kill Jeremy. So I guess nobody's perfect, right?
Are you trying to punish me? I don't know how many times I can apologize.
I never asked you to. You can do whatever you want, Elena. I really don't care.
You're hurt. You're hurt, and you're acting out, Stefan. This isn't you.
Sure it is. You've just never seen me like this. You don't know what I look like when I'm not in love with you. I'll let Damon know you stop by.
Apology.
No. You don't owe me anything. I'm not happy to be right. I'm gonna get you some help.
How? Dad, I'm okay.
Are you kidding me?
I got angry, I admit, but I knew what I was doing.
You lost control. And Shane says you would.
We just established that we couldn't trust him. He's trying to get under your skin.
The only thing that got under my skin is what I saw, which is my daughter using dangerous magic. And the fact that you don't think you need help means you need it even more.
Good evening, Gilbert Clan.
What do you want, Klaus?
I've come to fetch my hunter. Seeing as how my brother's become a liability, Jeremy will be safer with me.
I think I'll pass. I've killed enough people for you today.
You think you're safer here? Clearly you don't know Cole. He'll stop at nothing to get what he wants. So strange as it may seem, I'm your best bet.
Sorry, but I think we'd rather take our chances.
But when Cole does come, and he will come, be sure to let me know. Preferably before he burns your nice little home to the ground. And as for you, Hunter, there's no shortage of people to turn or loved ones to threaten, so sleep well. We'll plan on finishing our work tomorrow.
Sure, just barge right in.
Well, I thought not knocking was our thing. You didn't dagger Cole.
Well, the White Oak stake pointed at my heart made things a little difficult. Do you believe my brother Cole has finally lost his mind?
That's all right. Jeremy's still alive and I took care of Damon. So where'd you put it?
The headstone?
Hmm.
Someplace safe.
wasn't really our deal.
Well, considering that you've betrayed me twice, and I've betrayed you never, I think I'm acting prudently. Especially since we have no idea why that guy was looking for it. Did you work things out with Elena?
Do you care?
Nope. Just trying to figure out why you're here.
You even have to ask?
No feelings, no attachments.
None. Whatsoever.
This is never gonna end.
If Cole doesn't kill me first, then Klaus is just gonna force me to kill more innocent people.
How many is it gonna take? 10? 100?
If you kill one original vampire, their entire sire line will die with them. That's thousands, maybe tens of thousands of vampires. Cole compelled Damon to kill you. You're gonna kill Cole instead.